My musical guests tonight are a quartet led by Casey Dinell, a conservatory-trained singer-songwriter whose poetic lyrics and jazzy piano style have inspired comparisons to Joni Mitchell and Vince Guaraldi, the guy who composed the music for the Peanuts cartoon. Their new album is called Phylactery Factory. White Hinterland, welcome to Fair Game.
Oh, thank you Hello. For having us, Faith.
Wow, to be compared to the guy who did the Peanuts theme. How's that?
I hope it's not too much of a stretch. I love his music, and I love Joni Mitchell's music very much, so it's kind of an intimidating pantheon to enter, but
embrace it.
Yeah, it's very exciting. It's very exciting, especially I just think, you know, texturally their music is just so beautiful, so so I'm pleased that someone would find my music as beautiful as that.
So, Casey, your first album, Wind Up Canary, came out under your own name a couple years ago, but now you're leading this band, White Hinterland. What made you decide to leave a solo career?
Well, there were a number of things. I mean, for one, I realized as my songwriting style was kind of shifting all over the place, I wanted to have a heading for it that wasn't limited to anyone's style or sound or nature. So I thought of the idea, like, if there was basically a title for it, sort of like, you know, if you have a project, basically, like a project, and the title would serve to encompass everything, but also kind of clue the listener into what's to come. And I feel like my name is a fine name for a person, but it's not very indicative of what I write like or how I play or what I want to write about. So
what does White Hinterland mean to you?
White Hinterland refers to a low-lying coastal region, like where I grew up in New England. And I loved the idea of it being a place and not something that was necessarily immediately visual, something you kind of had to search for a meaning for at first. Whereas if I, you know, had named it White Table, you already have this image of what it might be like, and you have to kind of fight through that image to experience the music. And basically, I just wanted to open the gates for anyone who's coming upon it for the first time, so they're not imagining the person doing it or you know, the object that it's you know, the title is under. I just basically wanted to leave it kind of open and wide because I felt like the songs were also kind of getting broader and the strokes were becoming a lot more they're becoming a lot more wide and far-reaching than they had been before. So
Hintery? Is that the word you're Hintery. Looking for?
Yeah, yeah, and valleys.
So what would you like to play for us tonight?
I would love to play Dreaming of the Plum Trees.
Great, let's hear it. Thank you. That was Dreaming of the Plum Trees by White Hinterland. White Hinterland, thank you so much for coming.
Oh, thank you very much, Faith. I had a blast.
Our musical guest tonight has been White Hinterland. Their new album, Phylactery Factory, will be in stores on March 3rd. You can find out more about them and download their performance on the show tonight, along with three other bonus songs, on our website, morefairgame.org.